900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services for you. Be sure to call Hometown Healthcare, 620-342-2600, for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Hey, BOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 25th of October. It is 7:20, 44 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Steve Harmon, lead organizer of Freedom Fest, which is just a week and a handful of days away. Also with us this morning, Russ Bonitatibus with Lyon County State Bank and Ray Baccaro of Vigilance Martial Arts, and all having a part in Freedom Fest. That is coming up. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, you guys are the gentlemen, and good morning to everybody else on the line.
Oh, no, don't go that far.
I'm not feeling gentlemanly.
Don't pull our leg like that, Steve. Come on. Russ, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Ray, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and again, thanks for having us on as well, too.
You bet. Freedom Fest coming up November the 5th at the All Veterans Memorial. And it is a jam-packed day, Steve. Tell you what, we're just a little over a week away. Are things setting up nicely?
They are. We've fully recovered from the pandemic and our modification of the races, and we're pretty excited about how it's going to turn out. And today we'll focus on walking, running, and why don't we all go take a hike? That's our focus today for Freedom Fest.
We've been told that many times before, that is for sure. Well, let's talk about the Lyon County State Bank Freedom Run. The Freedom Run / Walker Stroll. So, Russ, set the scene for us here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're, Lyon County State Bank is excited about being a sponsor again this year. We've been involved in the Freedom Fest for a lot of many years now, especially back in the day when we used to cook hot dogs for all the returnees. So you remember those days. But, you know, we being part of the fun run, it's... it's a great opportunity for people to get outside and be active in a lot of different ways, and running and is part of that. We do have a big running community also. The routes this year are the 5K and 10K, all on gravel. We do have a 1 mile route for beginners too, so nobody's left out. And then the proceeds this year are going to go to the 137th and 635th. Regiment Veteran Scholarship Program, and Lyon County State Bank is doing a sponsor for gift cards for winners in each category for the 5 and 10K routes, and then also there's custom trophies for the top three overall finishers. So great opportunity for us to participate in a wonderful community event to honor all our veterans and active duty members and their families. So we're proud to be part of it and excited to be participants. So,
And the thing too is participating in ways that continue to be, keeping folks active for one, but also seeing growth in the active segment as well. This is a really neat feature here for Lyon County State Bank to be involved again.
Absolutely. I remember back in the day, my first gravel ride event was the Freedom Fest, and I remember doing the 15-mile bike ride, and ever since then, and there weren't many people that were involved back then, so just to see from the beginning all the way to where we are now, it makes your heart just glow, just because the support that our community has for our veterans and our active duty military personnel is tremendous.
Well, we want people to, show up and participate. It's all for, of course, all for the veterans. That's what this is all about, Freedom Fest. And you can log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org and get registered. So is there a registration deadline here, Russ, or can people even sign up the morning of?
I'll refer that one to Steve, because there are certain certain sign-up requirements for if you want a shirt or not. So I'll turn that one over to Steve.
Yeah, definitely want to register in advance so we can make sure we can get you everything that comes with the swag bag. If you want to try to squeeze one in the day of, we can do that, but we encourage everybody to register online, and it makes for a much more enjoyable process that morning.
Yeah, okay, so log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org and get that taken care of. Now, the ride itself, the run itself will be, when are you going to be launching, Russ? I think it's 8:45 lineup, 9 o'clock depart, something like that? Or are you 9:30, I guess, is when the run starts, right?
I believe that is correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So they'll be lining up at 9:15 and departing at 9:30, all from the All Veterans Memorial in downtown Emporia. Let's bring in Ray Beccaro. Ray's with Vigilance Martial Arts. Ray, good morning. Welcome back for us here. Let's talk about the 12-miler and the Ruck March. What does this entail?
Yeah, the it's kind of the caveat what Russ was talking about. You know, it's a great event that allows us to be part of the community. This is our second year doing it. It's a great event. It's a 12-mile ruck, and they have two ways you can participate. One's a heavy, one's a light. The light is either walk or run, and the ruck, it's a 35-pound rucksack. The good, unique thing that we're trying to do with that one is everything in the rucksack is what we want people to put in, either food or items that we want to donate to the service members' care package that we send during Christmas. So all that stuff, 35-pound rucksack, everything in there, we donate to the service members that are currently deployed. That's one of the big incentives that we're doing with our Taekwondo school is we're, as a business, we're helping our students who are going to do the run fill those rucksacks with items that we're going to send to the service members.
Outstanding. Now, I loved the version that's light or heavy.
Yes.
How would you suggest that folks train here for the ruck march or runs that you got on the schedule?
You know, a lot of the times it's just being out there, just moving. You know, every time you go out, add another mile to it. You know, when I was in the Army, I did the 12-mile ruck march as part of the air assault, which is actually one of the challenges that we have, is if they do it under 3 hours, you know, that's a very huge accomplishment. But just getting out there and training and just walking, it's 12 miles, and once you get to a certain point, your mind is like, hey, I did 10 miles. What's another two more kind of thing? So
you'll be starting at 9:30, I believe. Lineup will be at 9:15 for the Ruck March. What is the Ruck March route, Ray?
It's the same as the run. Is you just go out 12, not 12. It's a loop. So you go out in big loop and then come back in the same way as everybody else.
Okay. Talk about, you know, too, why Vigilance picked this particular event to be involved. I know you kind of mentioned, you know, the your gratefulness for being involved here, but why this specific event to get involved with this?
We actually did two events. One was Memorial Day Murph, which we actually moved to Memorial Day, and then this one. Part of that is because, one, myself and my wife are both Army veterans. Well, she's currently still in the Army. I'm retired. She's a drill sergeant, so she likes to ruck. I was part of the air assault, and I loved rucking, and it's one of the few things I hate to run. but something about being you know, having a rucksack and walking out there and, you know, having that accomplishment that you did something like that.
You hate to run, but you like to ruck, huh?
I do. I don't know what it is about running. It's just I don't like it, but, man, you put a rucksack on me and tell me to go, I'll go for days.
Even with 30 pounds back there, huh?
Oh, you know, there's times where I've had 75-pound rucks
and
just gone.
Are you serious?
Just perfectly okay with it.
Oh, man. Well, Freedom Fest 2022 is coming up November 5th at the All Veterans Memorial. And, of course, you know, we've got the Honor Flight rides. We've got the Dynamic Disc Freedom Open happening. Steve, all kinds of things set to go for November the 5th, huh?
Yeah, we've got a tremendous number of volunteers. The swag bags are going to be packed next week, and can't say enough for the community volunteers and the community organizations and businesses that make this happen every year. It looks like we'll have about another 200 again this year, so we're getting back up there, and we'll be able to make some great donations to the scholarship fund, to the All Veterans Memorial Park in Emporia, and to all of our events that we're doing for the USD Honor 252 Honor Flight. So, yeah, we're pretty excited.
Yeah, you should be. What is left here for you, Steve, between now and when you, you know, basically open things up on the 5th? From your perspective, what else you got to get done here?
Yeah, now it's all about safety and organization, and thanks to the folks at Emporia Main Street who are basically our host organization for all 19 years. We'll make sure we got the routes cleared, the routes safe, registrations ready to go, the bibs ready to go, chip timers. I mean, the days of throwing out 20 cones and a bunch of pieces of paper are over, Ron. I don't know if you remember those days.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sure do.
Strolling
yeah,
out 3 minutes before with donuts and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I wish we still had the donuts. That would be great, but that would probably defeat the purpose. But yeah, it's a major event, and it takes probably about 50 to 60 volunteers to make it happen in over 20 different organizations and businesses, and we thank them all.
Well, if you'd like more information and you'd like to register, you can do so online at EmporiaFreedomFest.org. That's EmporiaFreedomFest.org. The 19th annual Freedom Fest coming up at the All Veterans Memorial, Saturday, November the 5th. Run, ride, ruck, release, recognize. Events for all. I mean, even if you aren't participating, Steve, we'd like people to show up. There's activities, going to be food and festiveness, huh? Along with all the activities?
Right. Yeah, it's just a beautiful area. You've got the park, you've got the memorial, you've got the zoo. All of them are open, of course. Every day. And the Emporia Arts Council will be down there with the Art Mobile. We've got the reenactors with a lot of amazing equipment from World War II that are on display the whole day. And then they have their taking of the bridge at 2 p.m. And, of course, VFW post-1980, they're going to be down there with food. So come on down, have something to eat, take a view, and see the soldiers with the tank. And that's always a big hit. And then cheer the participants in and out.
We are the founding city of Veterans Day, Emporia, Kansas, and this is Freedom Fest. Still growing. Year number 19. Going to be a great day, November the 5th. Russ Bonitonibus, Lyon County State Bank. Russ, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your support, too. So.
Yeah, and Russ, we just want to thank you and Lyon County State Bank for the wonderful display of veterans banners you have at your bank. Those look great.
Looking good.
Yes, thank you. We take a lot of pride in that, and it's great to see families come back and take pictures outside of the pillars and tell their stories, and it's just another way of us supporting veterans and for their honored service. So we're happy to do it.
Yeah, check those out at Lyon County State Bank. Ray Baccaro with Vigilance Martial Arts. Ray, thanks for your time this morning.
No, thank you for your time, and thank you for having me on and everything that you guys do for us. I know you do a lot for the Freedom Fest, so appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Steve, good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you guys as well. Look forward to seeing what happens here on November 5th.
So do we. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Russ Bonitonibus, Lyon County State Bank, Ray Baccaro with Vigilance Martial Arts, and Steve Harmon, lead organizer of Freedom Fest, 19th annual, coming up Saturday, November the 5th. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, this week is full, next week is filling, so give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue at kvue.com. Want to tell you about today's Newsmaker and a Newsmaker 2 that's coming up. Because right now, tomorrow, we'll be having Lyon County Extension Agent Brian Reese, who will be updating drought matters for crops and livestock. But because we're talking here about Freedom Fest and the All Veterans Memorial, we'll get an update on All Veterans Memorial, really developments for the Newsmaker 2 slot on November 3rd. And Frank Lowry will be joining us for that 8:20 slot on the 3rd of November for that next update.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, proud of their deficiency-free rating. They provide home health care and therapy services in eastern Kansas. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. 7:33, 44 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Emporia Main Street invites you to our Eek Town activities this Halloween season. Join us for haunted historic tours October 28th and 29th. Tickets are only $10 to visit six spooky locations with special investigations.